Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Faith that works. That's our topic all this month. And we're coming from James chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, and lots of supporting scriptures as we get into the topic. So today we're going to start in James chapter 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? So faith by itself and just the hearing is not going to bring forth profit. It's not going to bring forth the results. In verse 19, it tells us, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? So we can't separate faith from what we do. And a lot of times we do that. There's a disconnect because we say, oh, well, I have faith in God. And then we look at God as a third party entity that's going to do it all by himself. And that's not the case. He works through us. So we have to be willing then to do the work. Are we saved by works? No, we're saved by grace. But because we are now, because we have this grace imparted into us, we're able to operate by faith. So our corresponding action is evidence that we believe. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith, so it's for right now, it's for today, not the faith that we exercised 20 years ago, but we need a portion of faith for today as we continue to move forward for the next generation. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the substance, that's the tangible component that comes to pass after we go through the steps to obtain it. And when we're going through the steps to obtain it, to produce it, not that we're obtaining it that it's earned, but it's already been given, so we have to obtain it. So we're obtaining it by faith. We're moving by faith.
And it's so beautiful as you spell that out and give the picture so we can see it. We can see it. Is the God that is at work in us. The God of grace, the God of mercy is at work in us. So God in us produce mercy, showing mercy. So we, and in 2026, the amount of revelation and understanding and knowledge of the word, and we are alive to bring it forth with clarity and full assurance that we pray what the word of God says in that situation. How should we pray? Thy kingdom come, O Lord. Thy will be done, O Lord, as it is already done and perfected in heaven. So shall it be on earth. Are you with me this morning, guys, as you're following here? So everything that God is going to do on earth, it is already being done in heaven. And so it's done in heaven. Now it must what? Manifest on earth. The word of God, the Bible says, thy word, O Lord, settled. David says this song. Your word is already being settled. So it is what it says, it's settled. What it says is what it's going to be. And so now the faith that I exercise is coming through that settled word. The faith, someone got to get this.
Yeah.
The faith that I'm exercising is not coming from my own strength or my thoughts.
Yes, for sure.
The faith is coming from the settled word. So where's the word? Where's the proof? Where's the proof of my faith? The word is a proof of my faith. I checked that Bible, and you guys had brought up an illustration, which is so good, doing Monday teaching on Tuesday teaching. Example, that the faith that Abraham exercised was based upon a word. It's not his thoughts. The faith that Rahab exercise, she do it upon a word. The faith that Moses, you guys give those examples, exercise was based upon a word. He could hear it and do nothing and nothing happened.
So I just wanted to say one more thing. We've been telling you what faith is, but I just want to tell you what faith isn't. It's not going to church. It's not using Christian words. And it's not having your life lived the same way you always lived it. It's having a life that shows that you are living differently. So those three things are what faith is not. So I just wanted to let you know, because we've been talking about what faith is and we gave you very good examples. So now you know that when you live a Christian life and you show faith, it's more than just going to church. I had this one little saying, if you stand in a garage, it doesn't make you a car. So if you go to church every Sunday, but you don't act on it, if you don't show faith and love to people, and if your life doesn't change, then it's meaningless.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you, not to receive the grace of God in vain. So we are workers together with God. And here Paul, he said, I plead with you, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Do something with it. And there's another example we have in Noah in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, when his father named him. He said, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. Now, his father said that for a reason. He was inspired by God. So when he's naming his son, he's hearing from God.
Yes.
And he's declaring this as he's naming his son. He says, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. Well, when was that curse broken on the ground? In Genesis chapter 8, after
the flood.
So we have to think about that. If you think of the progression of time, it was spoken. His father believed it. What was the evidence that his father believed is he named Noah in accordance with what the Lord said. Now, it doesn't just automatically, you know, maybe we can read it in 15 minutes to get to Genesis chapter 8.
Yeah.
But it didn't just happen.
Years of past.
Hundreds of years it took to transpire. So during that time, now Noah, he has to prepare the ark for a problem that's not yet in the earth. He's building a solution for a problem that's not yet in the earth. But God knew that it was coming. So he's building this boat. So now he has to go through the process by faith of building the boat. So this is the evidence that he believes, that there's going to be a fulfillment of the word. What's the word? That the curse will be broken over the earth. So he has to go through the process of time, all the time that it takes to build the ark. Then he has to go through the process of time, all the time they're on the ark. You know, sometimes you say, oh, it rained 40 days, it rained 40 nights, and we think they were just on the ark for that period of time. No, they were on the ark for over a year. So now that he has to endure the time that it takes to prepare the ark. He has to endure the time that they're on the ark. And then as the water begins to recede, that's a process. And now he comes out in Genesis chapter 8 and he brings forth an offering to God. It says a soothing aroma came into the nostrils of God. And he said, because of this, as long as the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest. And he says, now the curse is broken off of the ground. So it happened over time. The word was received by faith. His father named him Noah for a word that he heard by faith. The evidence was he fulfilled, he named him Noah. Now, Noah, he's going through this process and it's all by faith until the appointed time when the substance is fulfilled and it comes to pass. But it all took place over a great period of time.
Yes.
Faith that works over time.
Faith that works. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. And that's what our teaching all this month will be. Faith that works. And we are inspired to teach this word on the air. And listen, we only have 15 minutes, you know, on every morning when we hear Monday through Friday to teach this word. But we also teach it at our church, Living Word Church, where we teach the word of God. And we have more time to explain it, you know, and to open it up so that you can get the revelation, the reveal word, the reveal truth, where you can go and let it work in your life, where we make that word fit. Yeah, that word fit. You come to Living Word and you listen to a teaching, it will fit. Mm-hmm. It is going to fit your situation because it is the living, the word of God is inspired word. It is quick, it is powerful, it is active, it is alive, and it will be able to do its job. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So we'll invite you, take this time to put this little commercial here. We'll invite you to come to Living Word Church. If you don't have a word church, and I use specific word here. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a word church and you'd like to learn the word of God, we invite you to come every Sunday at 10 o'clock, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, where you will hear the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.